around the industrial estate and near these businesses in the open areas around the car parks, causing a real blight to local residents and businesses alike. Well, let's have a chat this morning with Councillor Julie Stevenson, who's an independent councillor for Orton Waterville. Good morning to you.
Morning, Jeremy.
And is it, congratulations, because I've always spoken to you as Julie Howell.
That's right. I'm still getting used to it, but yes, Stevenson now. That's right. Thank you.
Oh well, congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
And good to talk to you, and good to speak to somebody who's been, you know, campaigning on local businesses and residents' behalf for how long now, Julie, in relation to this problem?
It's been 6 years, so that's how long I've kind of been involved with this and involved with local politics and talking to local people. So yeah, it's been a really long time.
Yeah, give us an idea of the sort of impact that it's been having on people in the area.
Yeah, I was listening to John's report just now, and I love John, but I've got to correct this. The issue is not at Orton Southgate when it comes to who's being disturbed here. If you have a look at a map, Stapledon Road, which is the road that's in question, is right next to Orton Parkway, and over that is Hinchcliffe, Rise Home and Brugenell, very dense social housing, where you've got hundreds of people living very close together in housing that's not as good as some other housing may be in dealing with the impact of noise. So those are the people that you need to speak to about the impact that it's having on them. They're absolutely right. When you stand in Stapledon Road, yes, it's in the middle of an industrial estate, but the trees are hiding the fact you're actually really close to hundreds, if not thousands, of people. And as you said, you know, this has been going on for years, and it tends to happen late at night. It can start from 9 p.m, go on to 3 a.m. And it's affecting people's quality of life, because many of the people who live in that area I've just described, some of them have to work 7 days a week. They have to get up early in the morning to go and do their jobs, and they haven't slept properly. And as well as worrying about accidents happening where the drifting's happening, I also worry about accidents happening with residents going to work and driving who've not had enough sleep. So there's just been so many concerns around this.
Yeah.
And I'm pleased that we're finally getting somewhere and getting some action to hopefully make a difference.
Yeah, it worse in the summer, isn't it, as well? Because you have to have your windows open when it's steaming hot at night, and then that's when it all comes in and you can't get a good night's sleep, so you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, since lockdown, it's got worse, because I think the police have had other things to deal with during lockdowns, and they've started venturing out onto local roads, and that has been affecting people more in your Orton Southgate, your Orton Northgate, Wister, Waterville and other areas. So they've become emboldened. Because it's been going on for 6 years, they obviously think we're not going to do anything about it, but we are now going to do something about it. But the problem has been creeping and creeping and getting bigger and bigger. It's not just summer. And yes, okay, at summertime, you've got the extra problem with the stink that comes from all that burning rubber that we just heard about. But these days, it can be any day of the year, any day of the week.
Yeah, so what is being done about it then?
Okay, so we've finally been able to get some funding. It's from the Department of Transport. It's for upwards of 50K. I've heard it's between 50 and 70,000 pounds in order to make changes to the road surface, various changes to the road surface in Stapledon Road. And John described it very well there, just to make it impossible to do those kind of driving stunts at that place. We're also working with the landowner to shut off the car park, because a problem we've had there is it's not the drivers that are getting injured, it's spectators more often than not that are getting injured. So we don't want people standing around on the edges and standing around on the pavements, putting themselves at risk. So the whole thing needs to become completely inhospitable for this activity. Yes, of course it's going to push people somewhere else. They're going to go and do this somewhere else. I've been reaching out to the drifting community for many years, and my door is still open to them. If they want to come and talk to me, that's how you get into the council, by talking to me. We can talk about what can we do to enable you to do what you enjoy doing in a safer way that's not impacting so negatively on other people, because it's just not fair and it has to stop.
Yeah, so you sort of openly admit then that you think it will go elsewhere. It kind of sort of begs the question, what's the point of doing this then?
Of course it will. I mean, you were talking earlier about, you know, where do people get the money from? People will find money for the hobbies they enjoy. And also, they have their own mechanics. They have a big setup here to enable them to do this. You know, it's all quite sophisticated. I don't want it just to be pushed to another part of Peterborough, and there are other parts of Peterborough where it happens. But it needs to go somewhere that's more appropriate, like a disused airfield somewhere, or just somewhere where there's an appropriate space. Or why can't an entrepreneur come forward and legitimise this in some way. I know part of the thrill of it is that it's not legitimate, but it's getting crazy when people are getting hurt. I don't want anyone's son or daughter getting hurt at something like this. So we need some more input.
Christine, listener in Peterborough, says a couple of weeks ago we were at services off the M62 and they were drifting in the busy lorry park. I just wonder if is this something, you know, if they want to do, would they be prepared to pay for it? Can we tarmac an area or find an area and charge them? So, like you say, legitimise it, which might take a bit of the thrill out of it. But is there an area anywhere in this vicinity, do you think, that would work well in that way?
That's something we need to keep looking into. So I chair a working group at the council that's looking into this. We've just published an interim report that's been approved by the cabinet at the council. But it is interim, so it means we're halfway there. And we've got 10 recommendations in there. Yes, looking for somewhere legitimate is important. What's also important, though, is the police. Because no one should be drifting on a forecourt, a petrol station or whatever. That's incredibly dangerous. Imagine if that went wrong. The police need to use their powers to stop this. And that's been lacking lately as well. It's almost been like, well, they're at Stapledon Road, so, you know, we know where they are. But that's not good enough. They're going to be on the move now. And so we need the police to step up and dedicate more resources into stopping this. And we need to channel them into doing it somewhere that's safer for everybody. I don't want, as I said a moment ago, I don't want anyone getting hurt, not local residents and not people behind the wheels of these cars either. But they must come and talk to us, because otherwise we'll keep putting measures in and they move somewhere else. Come and talk to us if you're involved in the drifting community, and let's see if we can find somewhere that's suitable for you all so that everybody's happy.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't got the police on, but you know what they'll say. They say we don't have the resources. You know, we've got essentially bigger fish to fry. We've got, you know, county lines drug dealing. We've got domestic violence. You know, we need to deal with that. We haven't got the resources, but it needs to be a combined effort, you say.
Yeah, of course they do, and it's very important they prioritise those things. But now we've finally made these changes. I mean, the police have been saying for a long time that the council needs to step up on this. Well, we have, and we stepped up to the tune of, you know, between 50 and 70k, which is ultimately public money. But now we need the police to work with us, and we are writing to the police about this, and they've seen our report, that they need to do more. The council can only do so much, but there's certain people who are repeat offenders on public roads, and they need to be stopped. Because someone is going to get hurt on a public road, and that would be an absolute tragedy.
Councillor Stevenson, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. You take care.